reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you.
There's nothing to do around here.
Oh.
I know, let's play a game.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Becky, but I just can't. Today is one of those days.
One of what days?
Well, you see, twice a year, J.B. King comes to the station to inspect all the clocks and watches. And, well, just to make sure that they're all set at the right time, today is one of those days.
Oh, that's really boring. I wish today was just over with.
Oh, I wish we could play her a song.
I wish she had some nickels, then we could play her a song.
Sure is a big day for wishing around here, isn't it?
Know what I wish? I wish there weren't so much wishing.
Tex, I wish you could hear how dopey you just sounded.
I wish you'd mind your own beeswax.
Beeswax?
Farming wild,
how can you talk to me?
I wish you were as handsome as me.
Oh, hi, Mr. Conductor. I was just wishing you'd show up. Could you hear my wish?
Maybe. I've been hearing quite a few wishes lately. I've just been cleaning out the town wishing well. You'd be amazed at how many wishes were down there.
Will they all come true?
Oh, dear, no. Only the wishes in this bag will come true. That's because there's a wishing star in here. But I'm afraid Duck's wish wasn't in this bag.
Duck? Oh, you mean that funny little train engine on the islands of Sodor?
Of course. Duck!
Was Duck sad because his wish didn't come true?
Well, why don't I tell you what happened, and then you'll find out.
Percy and Duck like working at the harbor by the sea. On a clear summer's night, there's no better place to be. Big ships bring passengers. Cargo ships carry machinery and other things. Duck and Percy puff backwards and forwards with the crates of cargo as they are loaded and unloaded by the quayside. One morning, Duck and Percy noticed that the horizon was packed with sails flapping against the blue sky. I wish I could sail to faraway lands, sighed Duck. Engines can't go sailing, snorted Percy, because engines can't float. Duck still had his dreams. Suddenly, they were rudely interrupted. Wakey, wakey, hovered Harold. I'm looking at the boats, replied Duck. That's the regatta. Lots of boats, lots of races. Great fun. I hover around in case I'm needed. Do you go to the horizon, asked Duck. Yes, and beyond. I didn't know there was a beyond, whispered Percy. Do you go to other places at sea, continued Duck. Certainly, I can land on ships, you know, anywhere, anytime. Goodbye. Duck sighed. He went on talking about the regatta all day. Percy lost patience. Well, Duck, I'd rather have my wheels on solid ground. Our rails can take us to all the places we could ever wish to see. That's an emergency, called Duck's driver. I'll check with the harbor master. He returned with bad news. A man taking part in the regatta has hurt his hand. We're to take him to the hospital at the next station. Harold's bringing him now. Come on.
Thank you.
duck, whirred Harold as he landed carefully on the platform. The man was gently helped to safety.
My job is to stay at sea in case of other emergencies. Otherwise, I would take this gentleman to hospital myself. Must fly. Goodbye.
Duck set off on his journey. Soon he was steaming well, and his wheels were thundering along the track. When they reached the station, the man thanked everyone, and Bertie got ready to take him to the hospital.
You look splendid flying along the line, Duck, glowed Bertie. No wonder they call you Great Western.
Thank you, Bertie. Percy's right, he thought to himself. Engines are happiest when their wheels are firmly on the rails. That night, Percy and Duck stayed a little longer at the quay. The air was warm and the sea calm.
There's a shooting star, said Duck.
Don't be daft, laughed Percy. It's Harold. Look, he's hovering overhead. Something fluttered down towards Duck. His driver caught it.
It's a flag from the regatta. Harold's giving it to you as a present, Duck.
That was kind of Harold, whispered Duck. He may have whirly arms instead of wheels, but he seems to understand just what an engine needs. Duck still wonders about the lands beyond the horizon, but I think he knows that sometimes the best travels are those we can only dream about. Don't you?
It's true, isn't it? Sometimes it's more fun wishing about things than actually having your wish come true.
I think so.
Still, I really wish something would happen around here today. Something exciting.
Now be careful, Becky. Remember, almost everything that people do in the world starts out as a wish.
Can I see the wishing star? Just a little peek?
Oh, I don't think that would be a very good idea. You see, a wishing star is a shooting star. Very hard to control. There's no telling what would happen if...
Hey, kid. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Skimmer. Nothing. I wasn't doing anything.
No? Playing with the jukebox?
No.
Playing with the machine?
No.
Hey, kid, this is not a lending library. It's an arcade. You catch my drift? Good. All right, out, 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 out. Hey, wait, 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 wait. What's this?
It's not mine.
It's not? All right. Finders keepers, losers weepers. Hey, this could be my lucky day. Who knows? There could be a nickel in here. Hey, maybe there's two nickels in here.
Skimmer, don't.
Oh, great. Just what I needed. A bag with a firefly in it.
Oh, no. Skimmer, what time is it?
I have two hairs past a freckle. I just made that up.
Oh, Skimmer, this is no time for a joke. Mr. King is on his way over here for a watch inspection. Now I have the right time. What time do you have?
I'll tell you what time I don't have, Miss Jones. I don't have the time to be resetting my watch because I'm a very busy man running a very busy arcade. And besides, today... is nickel polishing day.
Skimmer, you may not have an arcade if Mr. King comes over and we fail the watch inspection.
Oh, I'm scared. Oh, Skimmer is really scared. Let me tell you something, Josie. You know what I wish? I wish for just one day that you and I could switch places. That you would become me, I would become you. Then you would have some idea of how difficult it is to... I'm sorry, Stacy. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, but not for you.
Well, I think that this would be an excellent time for us to be resetting our watches before Mr. King comes. Otherwise, we could be failing the inspection.
Oh, I'm so scared. Well, listen, I'm a busy woman. I've got an arcade to run here. And besides, I've got to polish my nickels.
Stacy, please, please set your watch today. Please, Stacy. Oh.
Stacy? Skimmer? Skimmer? Stacy? Yeah.
anybody here?
Well, hello, Midge. Can I help you?
Hello, Schemer. I was looking for Stacy. I was helping to pick up a new schedule.
Well, they just came in. Follow me. The new ones are right back here. Oh, my. What a pretty hat. Is it new?
Why, yes, it is. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And there you are. Planning a trip?
Well, not exactly. Here's Stacy.
Oh, my dear Mitch Smoltz, long time no see. How you doing for Nichols? I got a couple of new games in my arcade I'd like you to play, huh? You want to live a little?
Stacy?
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Stacy, I don't think Mitch Smoot wants to go in your arcade right now. She just came by to pick up a ticket for a trip she's going on.
Oh, Schemer, I'm so sorry. It's your station.
But why don't you try to lighten up a little, huh?
My goodness, what's going on here?
Oh, that's Stacy. What a character. I only hope that she remembers to set her watch before Mr. King gets here.
Yes, of course. Schemer. I mean, Stacy. I mean, Schemer. There is something very strange going on here. And I can't wait to tell everybody in town.
Oh, no, Miss Moore. Don't do that. Please don't. Oh.
Well, ta-ta, everybody. I'm off. But I'll be back.
Bye-bye, Midge.
Hey, you glorified hunk of junk. Are you going to play my song or are you going to give me my nickel back, huh? Come on. Come on, play.
Fasten your seatbelts, everybody.
Oh, talk about your ups and downs.
Yeah, but we're going sideways.
Safe at last.
Back on good old terra firma.
Yeah, the more firma, the less terra.
We better play the song. What did she pick?
She picked Celito Lindo.
That's Tito's song. Tito!
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 I've never known Tito to miss a music cue.
De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando. Un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo, de contrabando. Lindo los corazones. Todas las ilusiones, cielito lindo, que el amor fragua, son como las espumas, cielito lindo, que forma el agua. Celito lindo desaparece. Ay, 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 ay,
ay, ay, ay,
canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra celito lindo los corazones.
Shining Time Station, Schemer Jones speaking.
And so, dear friends and chubby citizens of Corners, No. And so, dear friends, and citizens of Chubby Corners. Yeah. Oh, as mayor of my fair city.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, good morning, Stacy. Yes, it's a lovely day. May I have a ticket to Chubby Corners, please?
Right up, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. To come before you today, in my heart is a half-warmed fish. No, a half-formed wish.
Oh, Mayor Fluchtinger, sir, how you doing there, sir? It's good to see you.
Stacy. No, easy. I was just saying to Stacy over here. Didn't I just buy a ticket from this? Stacy, what has happened to your hair?
Pretty slick, huh? Listen, Mayor, I gotta ask you a personal question. How would you like to invest in the arcade experience of a lifetime, huh? Oh, please, 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 please.
Oh, Stacy. Oh, please. Schemer, Stacy. Please, you two have just got to give me a few moments to collect myself.
Oh, sure, sir. Take as long as you want. I'll be waiting for you over there, big guy.
Oh, young lady. Oh, shh. I'm just a simple politician, but I would appreciate it if you could explain to me what is going on here.
Well, Your Honor, sir, it's like this. Have you ever... Did you ever wish for anything?
Wished, my child? Yes. Like all great leaders and statesmen, it has always been my wish to rise above petty concerns, to ascend on wings of principle, to higher and higher, higher, higher matters, to soar, so to speak, to fly. Oh, good grief, good grief. This is most extraordinary.
Mayor, Your Honor?
It seems I won't be requiring this train ticket anymore, little lady. I shall fly to Chubby Corners. Good day to you.
Oh, Mayor Fluchtinger! Oh, please be careful. I think maybe you should come down from there. You might be a little bit too old for that. There's just something about this place.
Hey, Mayor, where are you going? Mayor, hey, Your Highness!
Highness!
Your Highness!
Genius time,
rides! We'll give rides a tour of the station, 10 cents a ride, huh? Okay, we'll split 50-50, that's fair. Okay, 60-40.
What was that? I'd have swore that was Mayor Fluchtinger.
That was probably the greatest arcade experience of a lifetime. Gone with the wind.
Good day, all. All right, let's see those clocks and watches. Miss Jones!
Yes, Mr. King, sir. Oh, you're here.
Well, of course I'm here. It's annual clock and watch inspection day, and I'm here to... Well, to inspect the clocks and watches.
But, Mr. King, you're early here.
I am? Well, what if I am? Let's see those timepieces, staff.
Ah, Mr. J.B. King, Esquire. Exalted head, sir. Employer, boss, don't you think that being early on an occasion that's about being exactly on time is... Well, what should we say? Dippy, goofy, off the wall, stupid? No offense, sir.
Miss Jones, what's gotten into you? Why are you out of uniform? And what in the name of boiler sludge are you doing in that skirt? The color's all wrong for you.
Yes, Mr. King, sir.
I've a good mind. Fire every one of you right this minute.
No, Mr. King, sir.
J.B., her, whatever, has a point. I mean, we weren't expecting you for another,
6 minutes and 21 seconds.
Well, all right then, I'll be back in exactly 6 minutes and 21 seconds.
Oh, thanks for the warning. See you later.
And by all the railroad ties in the railroad, every clock and watch in this entire station better be working like clockwork!
Yes, Mr. King, sir.
Billy, I have to talk to you.
Right. So that's the plan. We all wait until we see the wishing star, and then we quickly wish everything back to the way it was.
Agreed.
I don't think I'll ever want to make another wish again.
Oh, I'd think twice about that one, Becky. I mean, this is a downright unusual situation. I mean, mostly wishing is good. It's even important. I mean, everything that's useful or beautiful that human beings ever achieved began with a wish. Isn't that right, Mr. Conductor?
I couldn't have put it better myself. In fact, I will put it somewhere myself. I'll put it right inside this magic bubble.
Make a wish and simply sit and wait. Your wish will sit there too, like a balloon you don't inflate. 'Cause your wish is only strong if you help your wish along. Your stomach really hurts, you wish it wouldn't ache, and then you go and cut yourself another piece of cake. Well, that's obviously wrong. You gotta help your wish along. A wish is a pony who'll take you to your goal. But you've got to feed it and coax it and lead it with all your heart and soul. Yes, when you make a wish, you both become a team. So offer it your hand and march together to your dream. You will float there like a song when you help your wish along. If you help your wish along, you gotta help your wish along. Yes, help your wish along.
To help your wish along. Oh, excuse me. I better go on my star search.
Mr. Two Feathers, have you heard the latest? Far be it from me to carry tales, but His Honor the Mayor, Mayor Flopdinger, was last seen floating over East Shemp. I mean floating in the air. Oh, I can't imagine what's gotten into that man.
Oh, Midge, I'm sure everything will be just...
Oh, and that's not all. I should say not. Schemer and Stacy have lost their minds, or misplaced them, or exchanged them. Oh, it is very peculiar, I'll tell you. But I'm going to take another look around. Now, you stay right here. I'll be back.
You know, Becky, Midge has a great heart, but sometimes I wish she'd zip her lip. Uh-oh.
Hey, Billy! Becky! Get a load of that new improved Midge Smoot!
And in collusion, my fellow citizens, ask not what I can do for you, but rather what you can do for me.
Oh, my goodness. Only 1 minute and 47 seconds left till Mr. J.B. King Esquire comes back. At least that's what my watch says. What does your watch say?
know. It was just one of those days I wished I'd stayed in bed.
Billy! Billy, that's not funny. Wake up, Billy, wake up!
I wish everything was back exactly the way it was.
It's exactly 3 o'clock.
Miss Jones?
Yes, Mr. King.
It's about time. It's about inspection time.
Yes, sir.
Fine. Good. Excellent.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mayor. How nice to see you again.
Oh, I like a politician with his feet on the ground.
That's why they call me Mr. Down to Earth.
Well, everything seems to be in order. But then everything always is here at Shining Time. The pride of the line, that's what I call this station.
Well, thank you, J.B.
Thank you, Exalted Head.
Yes, same to you, sir.
Just one thing. Schemer? Ah, that hat. It looks better on Miss Jones.
Hey.
Well, now, you've had a busy day, haven't you, little star? Well, off you go, back up into the sky where you belong.
My stars, child, for the life of me, I do not understand why you children hang out at the station all the time, when nothing ever happens here.
Well, Miss Moore, sometimes a nice quiet day is everything I could wish for.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a Shining Time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a Shining Time station,